Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating 17 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Jim Ballard is here, ladies and gentlemen. Jim is one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. He's the author of so many books I can't see over the top of the stack. What's the Rush? That's the first one. Mind Like Water, Whale Done, Little Wave, Old Swell. I think that may be my favorite. He's our good friend Jim Ballard. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Yeah, thanks for playing Happy Anniversary.
Yeah, a little river band there bringing us back. Well, happy anniversary. Thanks for 17 great years, Jim.
Thank you. You're a very kind man and good man to have this show and have me on.
Well, you've been a great addition, and I always look forward to having you on the show because you always help us get centered. You probably didn't hear my opener, but I was so your mother would have been so proud to hear all the cool things I said about you, Jim.
Okay.
But anyway, today you want to talk about life as a whitewater sport. Now, explain what you mean by that.
Well, way back, beyond our lifetimes, when everybody lived on farms, change came along.
I grew up on a farm, Jim. It wasn't that long ago.
But your farm life was also during
you're right.
You know,
you're right.
Manufacturing times.
Right. You're right.
Before that, when everybody lived out there, you know, the only widespread change was came from weather. You know, a bad
right.
year for the crops.
And right.
In everybody's life, forever, change has happened. And, you know, birth and death and marriage and jobs and health. But societal change, you know, really has started to the upward curve really back in the 90s when, you know, that's when I started in the change in the training business. We used to talk about that we were in the change business because somebody coined the term whitewater change.
Mm-hmm.
The turbulence that people began to experience then, and which is, you know, what our everyday life right now.
Well, I like that term. Thank you for introducing us to that term, whitewater change. There are people listening to you right now nodding their head all over the world. They that makes a lot of sense to them, whitewater change.
Right. And so back then, I came across a video about whitewater kayaking, and the narrator on it, these were world-class paddlers, and, you know, I've done a little myself, but not whitewater. We've got kayaks
mm-hmm.
and so on, but everybody does that today, but whitewater kayaking is really, you know, a sport, you know, to challenge you,
mm-hmm.
and here's the metaphor. We're all whitewater paddlers today. We're all caught in the river of change that's just constant. We wake up to it. It's throughout our days. And I want to talk about some of the things that are true about whitewater or, you know, principles of
right.
paddling. Yeah. So the
when to let go and when to paddle, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the first one is just about the river. When you're in a kayak on the river, you don't worry about paddling to get anywhere. The river is taking you,
right.
you know? And that's like today. You don't jump in our cars and we're out there in the rush hour and
right.
nobody's making it up. You know, it's already happening.
Right.
So
time is carrying us along.
Exactly. And when do you paddle then? You know, what do you paddle for? The reason to paddle is not to get anywhere, but to make minute directional changes
mm-hmm.
so that your boat is always pointed downstream. You don't want your boat sideways. you're going to capsize. So that's the first one. When do you paddle? It's just to make little changes in direction, because you're whomping around. You're in troughs. You're up on crests. You're avoiding boulders. Things are just happening around you, noise and change and confusion. And these guys who know how to do this are sitting very calm. They don't move their upper bodies hardly at all.
Mm-hmm.
They hold their paddles up out of the water when they're in the troughs. Now, why is that? It's because they can't make any change. They can't change direction. The ends of the boat are in the water.
So they know when they can have influence and when they can't have influence.
Exactly. And so to take that principle to life today, there's a lot of paddling that goes on that can't make any difference. That's sort of the first point. When mm-hmm. your boat ends are in the water, you hold your kayak paddle out. But people are trying to make huge changes and they can't make any difference. It's very frustrating. It's very tiring in the river and in life today to do that. So what do you do? In the river, you sort of wait until your boat ends are out of the water. In other words, you're on the crest to make those changes, to make those directional changes. And also you can see better when you're up there. It's an interesting metaphor to think, I can only make change at certain times when it's fortuitous, when mm-hmm. I can see, when I'm watching, and I can see that conditions are right for me to swerve, to make a difference.
One of my mentors, Jim, once said to me, I was probably paddling at a time when I should have been floating and
yeah.
should have been cruising, and he said, Jim, I was a very young man, and he could tell I was frustrated, and he said, sometimes you got a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight.
That's good.
He said, you got to know the difference. What do you think?
Exactly, yeah.
He was talking yeah. about what you're talking about, wasn't he?
Sure it is. Sure it was. And, it's sort of like when it's right, and so you're watching for that, and it's sort of like surrender and control. That's mm-hmm. sort of what we used to mm-hmm. call in the change.
And how to know when to do eat which one. Hold on to that thought. Jim Ballard and I will be right back. Don't forget, his books are outstanding. Jim Ballard, B-A-L-L-A-R-D. Go to Amazon. You find all of them there, including What's the Rush? Quick break. Stay with me. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.